This is chapter 9. For most intelligibility in speech, 300 to 3,000 cycles is normally accepted as the range in a telephone circuit. In radio, it might be a little bit below or a little bit above that. Here's what a 300 cycle tone would sound like. On the upper range of speech, 3,000 cycles is the upper limit. This is what a 3,000 cycle tone would sound like. Okay, now you know what the upper and lower limits of speech sound like. Music has a regular rhythm or frequency pattern to it where noise does not. So I'm sure you've all experienced noise. This is what it sounds like. Well, I guess noise at a low level would not be too bad to take, but noise at a high level can be irritating if listened to for any length of time. What's all this getting to anyway? Why all the mention of frequencies? Well, we're talking about sub-audible tones in this section. And what they often do in noisy environments where a repeater is located is add a frequency or tone below the level of audibility or frequency of audibility. Remember I said 300 to 3,000 cycles would be the normal range. So what they do is they put in a low frequency tone that rides along with the carrier, and without that tone the signal does not get through. So they often use these in repeaters. They're called a CTCSS tone. That's a Charlie Tango Charlie Sierra Sierra tone. I'll give you an example. Here's what one of the tones sound like. It's a 67 hertz tone. I guess we should be using hertz instead of cycle now. And you wouldn't hear this. It's so low in frequency that you normally would not hear it on the radio. It would sound like this. So once again, the subaudible tone rides along with the speech frequency and is like a key. It sort of opens the door and allows the signal to go through. The complete list is 50. That's 50. There are 50 different subaudible tones that can be programmed into the handy talkie and into any radio for that matter. Of course, the radio has to have an encoder in it, and most likely the handy talkie that we're talking about here, the V8, does. And yes, it does. Frequencies are such like 67 hertz, 69.3, 71.9, and so on. I don't know why they chose such odd frequencies, maybe just to be sure that they're not harmonically related, or they would beat with one another and cause a problem. Here's the procedure now for setting the subaudible tones for tone squelch operation in your handy talkie. Separate tone frequencies can be set for tone squelch operation rather than repeater operation. The same range of tones is available. Like the repeater tones, they are set in the set mode, and we'll be talking about the set mode a little bit later. There are a number of steps here. They're numbered 1 through 7. Step number 1 is to select the VFO or memory channel. Step 2 is to push the A function plus 8 set to enter the set mode. Step number 3 is to push the up arrow or down arrow several times until CT appears, or DT when selecting the DTCS. Step number 4 is to rotate the volume to select the desired subaudible tone. Step number 5 is to push the pound enter key to program the selected tone and exit the set mode. When the set mode is selected from memory mode, step number 6, push CMR for 1 second after A function is pushed. 3 beeps are emitted. The VFO mode is selected automatically. In step number 7, push CMR for 1 second after the A function is pushed. 3 beeps are emitted. Now steps number 6 and 7 are necessary when overwriting the memory contents permanently. The set tone frequency is used for temporary operation only. Therefore, those steps are not necessary. Now the reason they say 1 second there, in some of these operations you have to hold the key down for a couple of seconds or maybe up to 5 seconds, and so the timing is critical there. These steps are probably best performed with someone aiding you in putting the information in. They're a little bit hard to understand just reading it off the page. This ends Chapter 9, Subaudible Tones. It started on page 35 and ended on page 38.